You're listening to ENN Radio, a weekly podcast from Elon News Network that brings you the stories behind the stories. I'm Alex Hager. Thanks for tuning in. Fraternity politics here at Elon are often pretty complicated, but there are a few extra layers to the latest controversy. Our Alexandra Schoenfeld wrote a story that's on the cover of this week's Pendulum about a frat that's trying to get on campus here, but they're finding some issues with the school. Alexandra, thanks for joining us. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on with this fraternity?
Sure. So about 2 years ago, there was a group of Jewish students who, after being on campus for a little while, found that there wasn't an adequate Jewish community for them. You know, they tried Hillel. There's another historically Jewish fraternity on campus, ZBT, and some of them had tried rushing that. And they just didn't really find anything that clicked. So for them, they saw the solution to that as being starting a new fraternity, which is AEPI, which is an international fraternity. And so far, they have not been recognized by the university, but that has not stopped them from acting as a fraternity.
So to clarify here, they tried to rush ZBT, which is a historically Jewish fraternity. It was founded as Jewish, but they thought that it wasn't as Jewish here at Elon.
Yeah, they were founded as Jewish. The frat nationally is historically Jewish, but that's sort of faded away a little bit here at Elon. At some other schools, it's still pretty Jewish. And here, I think that comes a little bit with an asterisk. You know, it's the Jewish fraternity here at Elon, but for a lot of these guys who wanted to start AEPI, it wasn't quite Jewish enough. And so that kind of fueled their passion for wanting to start this new frat.
So as they've been starting this new frat and trying to get some formal recognition from the school, they've hit a few hurdles organizationally along the way.
Yeah, they've been in talks now for about 2 years, and they've had multiple meetings with student involvement, and they really haven't been able to get very far with that. The school has a very strict expansion policy according to AEPI, and so the school has, you know, been saying how if they wait for an expansion year, they have a bit more of a chance of getting on campus. But, you know, for the guys I talked to, they're not so sure.
So talking about expansion years, that's the way that Beta Theta Pi got on campus a couple years ago. And more recently, another one came back on through the Recharter program, which brings a fraternity back to campus after they've been kicked off. And that was actually a point of frustration for these guys.
Yeah. In the time since AEPI has been trying to get on campus, Pi Kap was welcomed back onto campus after being kicked off after hazing allegations a few years back. And so that's a new charter with new members, but it's still reestablishing that same Pi Kap name.
So understandably, these guys are a little frustrated. Has the school said anything about why they're not welcome on campus?
So according to these guys in AEPI, the school kind of is sticking to their, you know, wait for an expansion year, which will either come in 2020 or 2021. But they're really not getting a whole lot of reassurance for them. And even more recently, they've kind of told the AEPI guys to lay low a little bit. And I tried to reach out to student involvement to get their take on this whole situation, and they denied my request. So.
And how about ZBT? That's the other frat that the AEPI guys said didn't have enough Jewish traditions for them. Did ZBT tell you anything?
I also tried to reach out to ZBT. I reached out to their president. They didn't want to talk to me either. They referred me actually back to student involvement, who had already denied my request.
Well, going on from here, what is the future for AEPI? Are they just going to keep waiting for something to happen?
They're really just sticking to this message that it's really important now, even more than ever, with, you know, rising anti-Semitic activity around this country and around the world, for there to be a strong Jewish community. And so they're sticking to that, and they have no plans of going anywhere.
Well, we'll see in 2020 or 21, which is when that next expansion phase comes around, if they have a chance to get on campus. That is managing editor Alexandra Schoenfeld with the latest on AEPI, a Jewish fraternity trying to get recognized by Elon. A lively Greek life discussion as always. Alexandra, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
With the winter months right around the corner, the peak of flu season is on the horizon. The virus can be deadly. It killed 381 people in North Carolina last year alone. I talked to Elon Medical Director Jeanette Archinal about the dangers of the illness, and she said it's not always the flu itself that leads to problems.
The flu itself can make you sick for anything from 3 days to a week. The complications will put you in hospital. The complications can make you sick for a month. If you get the flu, even just the basic flu, in winter term here on campus, you may as well take medical withdrawal. You're not going to make up 4 or 5 days when it's winter term.
Archinal also said that college students' unique living situations make them particularly prone to catching viruses like the flu.
But because if you live in dorms or group housing, you know, if you have four or five people in an apartment, then you've got those four or five people's germs coming in, all their friends' germs coming in. Realistically, you're not using hand sanitizer every time you shake somebody's hand. You're definitely sharing saliva with people before you know they're sick.
Now, by this point, Elon's on-campus flu shot clinics have already passed, but you can still get a shot at almost any local pharmacy. And Archinal has a message for the holdouts who are still skeptical about getting a flu shot.
Most of those people have never had the flu. I find very few people who truly had the flu do not get the flu shot because they know how miserable it can be. People have all sorts of myths about the flu shot. They think you can catch the flu from the flu shot. You can't. It's a killed vaccine.
The peak of flu season is generally considered to be sometime between December and February, but with lots of holiday travel coming up, the spread of germs will surely be on the rise. As part of ENN's Native American Heritage Month coverage, reporter Victoria Traxler brings us the story of a tribe right here in Alamance County, the Okanichi Band of Saponi Nation. She talked to Vicki Jeffries, the tribal administrator, and Tammy Hill, who serves on the tribal council and works in student health and wellness here at Elon. Victoria joins us now to talk about her reporting. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions and misunderstandings about what it actually means to be Native American nowadays, but you talk to people who are living that life right now. So what does it mean to be a Native American, and what's that look like in 2018?
I would say people who identify themselves as Native American are relatively integrated into modern society. I don't think it's something you would be able to tell just by a look. I think that's kind of a stereotype that's outdated. But however, with the Okanichi Band of Saponi Nation and tribes like this, they do make an effort to keep their traditions alive in this way. They have powwows, they have dances, they make sure to teach the dances to their kids and sort of preserve the way of life with having their own distinguished separate tribe in Alamance County.
We hear a lot about discrimination, and in this area particularly, there have been a fair share of instances of racism against different minority groups. When you talk to members of this local tribe, did they say that that was something that affected Native Americans around here too?
This was something that actually surprised me. I asked both Jeffries and Hill if they'd received any pushback from the Alamance community about the prominence of their tribe, but both of them said that Alamance County and the community has well received their tribe, OBSN, and even been rather interactive in some of their movements for art and getting funding and just being a part of their community.
Now, Native Americans in this country have long suffered systematically, but you said the women you talked to seemed pretty optimistic about the direction that things are going for Native American representation here, and that could be setting things up for a better future.
Yes. Jeffries specifically expressed gratitude that there's now Native American representation in Congress. I agree. I think this is a great movement forward. The two representatives that were elected were Charisse Davids from Wisconsin and Deb Holland from New Mexico, both Native Americans, both women, both working to promote the rights of Native Americans.
That is ENN reporter Victoria Traxler talking about the Okanichi Band of Saponi Nation, a Native American tribe right here in Alamance County. And you can catch her full story on elonnewsnetwork.com. Victoria, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
That'll do it for this week's episode of ENN Radio. We'll be taking next week off for Thanksgiving, but you can catch more news and features 24/7 on our website, elonnewsnetwork.com. I'm Alex Hager. Safe travels and have a great weekend.